Jackie Cation, Laurie Kilmartin. Jackie Cation, Laurie Kilmartin. It's the Jackie and Laurie Show. The Jackie and Laurie Show. It's the Jackie and Laurie Show. The Jackie and Laurie Show.
I hope you've got shit to talk about, lady. We're doing two of them today.
I know. Oh, my God. I can't believe the timing on that, the way you began it, was perfect. Because Kyle isn't here. He's going to come in the middle of it all, I think.
He's coming in next week's.
Yeah, right. Either next week's or after we're done.
Okay.
He'll be like, nah, I'll take those. I'll clean up those files and put them out for you.
Okay.
Anyway, you were in a private jet.
Shall I go first?
You go first.
All right, let me stretch
much
out.
More exciting.
So I got back from the tour with Conan and on Sunday. We left on Tuesday. We went to Denver and we took a private jet out of Van Nuys.
Oh, did you?
Yes, out of the Van Nuys Airport. Have you ever been to it?
I have driven over and around and around. No, I've never been to it.
Well, first of all, I get picked up in a black car.
They sent a black car for
you?
Oh,
yes. Mm-hmm. With waters in the back, the whole thing. And and then we drive out to Van Nuys and we go through this gate that opens. Like once they give my name, a gate opens.
Sure.
And we're driven right up to the plane. There's no TSA. They don't look through your bags. I could have bought 4 ounces of fluid instead of my little 3 ounce things. And so.
I could have.
All right. It was pretty sweet. And then, I'm being attacked. Your chair is eating me. I have to sit forward.
That's right. We're over in my house, which is always weird.
And Jackie's.
Do you want to come and sit on this couch?
Jackie has furniture that wants you to go to sleep. And I already want to go to sleep.
I know. So, I don't blame you.
So the jet is, it's got those little steps, obviously, up to the jet. And then you can't stand. It's not like Air Force One. You can't stand in it.
I love that we're getting a blow by blow of you. We do have the time.
We do. Yeah. Let's not
rush
mock
this?
Me for eating time since that's all we have.
That is all we have.
So there's four little chairs that swivel and stuff like that up front. And then there's another set of four chairs. So myself and the other comics are Ron Funches and Moses Storm. And then Flula, who's a DJ, is the fourth person on the show.
Okay.
In addition to Conan. So the four of us took that little section of chairs. And then we had a dedicated flight attendant.
Sure.
I think most
that's called a valet.
Most of the people in corporate jets are men.
Yep.
Because I feel like she was wearing an outfit that men would like, and I didn't think she was entirely comfortable wearing it. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Like it was a skirt that she was kind of pulling down because she had to every time she would bend down to get something, she would have to re-straighten it. And if you were just, cashing it up, you wouldn't put yourself in an outfit that would make you do that extra work.
Right. Right. That is weird.
So it's in some places, it's still the 70s.
Right.
Including the corporate jet world. She's very nice. She's great. And made wraps for us every single flight. There's wraps. I was wrapped out.
Like a sandwich.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And lots of fresh fruit. I would leave with apples in my pockets every time I got out of plane.
Backup foods.
Yes. So then we're the first two nights, Seattle. We're staying downtown. We're at the Four Seasons in Seattle.
Wow.
My view, there's a Ferris wheel outside of my hotel room view.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And then...
did you do any hotel art? Did you take a picture of the...
I took a picture, a couple of views.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
I swam at the Seattle Athletic Center. Now, when I made all these calls, I called the Seattle Athletic Center. I called downstairs. They said it's $15. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. You know?
Sure.
It's an expensive... Well, I'm not paying for anything.
No.
I didn't pay for an Uber to the airport. I mean, so far I've spent nothing.
Right. Not a dime none.
Yeah. There's food on the plane. Yes. Yeah. No. And every time we go out to dinner, Conan.
It's covered.
Yeah. They get it. So I'm spending nothing. So So then I get, then they tell me it's 15. And then the next morning I go down to get my, because the plane's taken off at, we're going to meet the lobby at noon to go to our, the next private airfield.
Right.
So I want to get my workout in before then because we're flying to Denver. And then now it's $40. And I was like, what the fuck? But, you know, I already had my swimsuit on. I already had my stuff. And I'm like, I'm not paying for anything.
Nope.
Okay. You know,
live it up.
This goes right back into the Seattle community.
That's it. You're at $40.
Yes. So I get it. I swim in the pool. It's not as nice as a $40 pool should be.
I was going to say, was it a $40 pool?
It's an old pool. And it's 20 yards long, which if any swimmer knows, that is just fucking ridiculous. Usually pools are 50 meters.
Okay.
That's an Olympic. And then there's 25 yards, which is standard American. So for example.
So it was 20 yards?
No. 25 yards is standard. 20 yards
is what it
is
was.
What I was given. Yes.
Which is completely, that will, that's uneven.
It fucks
uneven.
Up all your timing. Because I'll do a set of 10 100s. A 100 is four laps.
Right.
So you just mindlessly bang, bang, bang. All right, four laps. Now with
five.
Yes, exactly. Five You're at laps. The other end of the fucking pool every other fucking 100. So it ruined everything. I was very stressed out. But then... What?
That's not overreacting. It ruined everything. I do love that, but it might have actually ruined everything.
So then I'm in Pike Public Market, which is like, you know, Seattle's famous public market. And it was really funny because somebody who had never been to Seattle that was working on the show goes, oh my God, have you seen their farmer's market?
Oh like, my God.
It's more than a farmer's market.
Right.
It's better than the Grove.
Yeah.
but so I found a diner in there and I had an awesome, just like a
salmon.
No, I had pancakes and bacon like I like on the road and coffee while I was overlooking gloomy Seattle weather after I'd swum. It was like heaven.
It was a beautiful moment. Was it a heavenly moment?
It was a Lori Kilmartin moment.
It does sound like a heavenly moment for someone else.
Okay. So, and the Seattle show is the first one, right?
Right.
And I've been prepping for this for like 6 weeks now.
Yeah.
You know, just worrying about it. So I finally got my set down. And then there's one joke that's working good, but sometimes it gets an ooh.
Right, right. You were talking about that.
Oh, fuck. So I thought of a way. I'm like, I bet this will fix it.
Yeah.
Just doing a little.
What joke is it? Just topic wise.
Wimpy Kid.
Okay.
Okay. So, I'll just do it. I don't care.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's in the middle of my Anne Frank stuff. And I was saying, my kid didn't know what it was about. He said, is it like Wimpy Kid? And I said, no, Wimpy Kid has sequels. So some people laugh and some people ooh. But what I...
There's no fucking ooh on that. That's a great joke.
Okay. Well, guess what? It got greater.
What? Did it?
Because I was like, maybe it's one of those things, because some people are ooing, is it coming too fast?
Right.
And so they're not able to, like, get, sometimes you just need to get in a joke rhythm, no matter what the topic is, right?
Yeah.
So then I changed it to, well, they're different for a couple reasons. Wimpy Kid is fiction, Anne Frank is nonfiction. Wimpy Kid has sequels. And then I don't even have to fucking finish the second part.
There you go.
Part.
Yeah, yeah.
That they're like, oh.
You just unpacked it a little
bit.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
That's fine.
So part of me is like, do I risk that on a show? But then I got all excited.
Yeah. To
so
do
like,
it?
Yeah. I'll risk it. Yeah. I think it'll work. And it worked. And then the rest of the stuff, the set was basically stuff. It was either older stuff. I threw in some, you know, dick jokes. I have like this circumcision chunk that's all dick jokes.
Yeah.
Weirdly and I put them in between the Anne Frank and the thing and this other thing that's a little story-ish, just in case they were
like a sorbet.
Too ponderous. Yeah. Just ponderous. To like, look, they're not all going to be stories. Here's some dick jokes. And then I recorded it and then I was listening after and I could hear Conan laughing, which made me really nervous.
That is.
Because then when I would hear him not laughing, or I would not hear a laugh. And I'm like, did he leave or what happened? Where'd he go? But so, you know, he's doing a million things. Because the structure of the show is Flula goes out and does 7 minutes. He brings out Conan, who does like 35 or 30 to 40.
Okay.
So the good thing is a crowd has had Conan.
Yes.
Like they're not waiting and waiting and waiting for Conan. They got him. They got a nice long chunk of Conan.
Yeah.
And then he's bringing people out. And then so it was me first and then Moses and then Ron. And then Conan would come back and do Q&A. So
okay.
The whole night was really great for you for, know, everybody. For everybody. And Conan fans got, they got both sides of him, you know?
Right. They got to hear him work on his set.
Yeah.
And it's so cool that he wants to do stand-up, and he's doing stand-up. Yeah. That's
yeah.
neat.
Yeah. yeah. He killed. He killed. And so I would go up first, and then, yeah, so the crowd's happy. They've got to see him. They're warmed up. So it was, that was cool. And then, and the rest of the week, there's three more shows after Seattle.
Okay.
And in Denver, I decided to switch out one chunk with another chunk. And, but it was weird. What was interesting, and you're staring intently at a device.
I have to look at a device because I can hear you better than me. And it's weird to me.
That's what this podcast should be.
Is me.
Finally, finally someone got the controls right on this.
Exactly. He finally nailed it. It's I'm, you know what? I can't even touch it. I'm not going to touch
okay.
it.
Okay. We are recording.
We are recording. So, okay. anyway, so begin okay. again. So you go to Van Nuys Airport. No, go ahead.
No, my God. So the interesting thing is, so I talk about having a son who is, you know, having a hard time in school. And I talk about, and I have a joke, just some jokes of my mom living with me, single parent.
Right.
Right. Moses is the son of a single parent.
Okay.
And he talks about his mom a lot.
Yep.
Ron is also a single parent with a son at home.
Yep.
Who has autism.
Yep.
And he talks about on stage.
Yep.
And his mom lives with him.
Oh my God.
I'm like, oh my God, there's so much happening. There's such a weird through line for all of us.
Right.
We none of us stepped on each other, but we all sort of circled the same son.
Which is great.
You know?
I mean, yeah. The thing is that, I mean, that's almost a through line. That's almost like.
Yeah, it was interesting.
That's awesome.
And then what I noticed, I'm like, oh, my circumstances are so unique. And so they make me this unhappy. And then, Ron is not an unhappy person.
He is not.
And he has, his mom lives with him, and he doesn't want, he's not trying to kill her. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, what's wrong with me? Why? And then I'm like, I just come from this place of fury. And is that just going to be me for the rest of my life? Am I ever going to be light and happy again? And is that a choice I can make? Or
do
I
have to
dug in my heels?
Lot of marijuana.
Maybe I will.
Maybe one day.
These overnight edibles.
You're loving the overnight edibles.
But all they do is put me to sleep. I don't get happy. I just get some rest.
You get some rest. You wake up. You have rage again. So is his? Well, I don't know. That's an interesting question. Because what is his mom like? Does he talk about her?
He does, and he talks about her very positively. Very positively.
Okay.
And he likes, like, he has a chunk. I don't think it's giving an he that how he wants to hook his mom up with somebody famous.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So it's funny, but it's
also sweet.
It's it's upbeat.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like looking at him like, what's happening? How do you do that? What? But
you're like Jack Skellington seeing the Christmas town for the first time. It's I don't know
Jack
if you ever
Skellington.
Saw Skellington. Yeah, Nightmare Before Christmas. I don't know if you ever saw the Halloween movie where the skeleton sees the Christmas town and he's like, what is this?
Oh yeah.
Everyone's exactly. so happy.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you are.
Yes, that's a good. I'll take it.
And so, yeah.
And
so
then,
I don't know how to make you happy. How's Al-Anon treating me? I don't know. I don't go enough or ever. But clearly,
yeah, you don't have to.
Yeah, it's not my task. But
anyways, it was just sort of a thing that I was thinking about myself. Like I wonder if this is all, you know. And his mom's a lot younger than my mom, and mm-hmm. she's, you know, actually helpful, and she's probably not a Trump supporter. You know, there's a lot of
right.
things that are going into it, and I feel permanently scarred from our discussion on the Kavanaugh hearings. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, but it was a different.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
It's interesting to think about. You know, and then let's see. Then we had a day off, and we flew to Vancouver a day early.
Ooh.
So the Denver, we also stayed in a Four Seasons.
Right.
And then Vancouver, we stayed at this hotel called the Shangri-La.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, by the way, the bathtubs across the board, I couldn't get out of them.
Oh my God.
I took at least a bath a day.
The one video you sent, it looked like a very nice bathtub.
Unbelievable. Water pressure, you know, and
all
this
the
is
things.
Of course, like, you know, Seattle doesn't have drought, so the water you can't even it's like flooding out of the spout.
Whenever I do a Dune joke, which is a desert planet science fiction thing,
I remember that Sting movie,
right? And I do a Dune joke whenever I'm in. Whenever we're having a drought and I go to some place that does not have a drought.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to worry about water, though you still should.
You should, because people don't have it.
Right, right. And I mean, there's no reason not to turn off the water while you're brushing your teeth.
Yeah, of course.
Right,
of course.
In between. But here, you automatically do
myself.
It. Did you treat yourself?
Yeah. Many, many baths.
Many, many baths. The bath is the best.
I was so warm. The last 6 days.
Did you feel hydrated?
So warm.
Hydrated.
My skin got really dry from the private plane, from the private jet.
Yeah, the planes are killing me, quite honestly.
Yes. Yeah. Your flight schedule. The other thing I really appreciated, a new appreciation, was for you doing your Regan sets.
Yeah.
Because I think it's the same pressure on you that I felt like. I'm on someone else's show. And I have a job to do.
And you really admire and you really like that guy.
Yes.
And you want that person to like you. And yeah.
And they're like, here, you're on my show. You get this great crowd. Mm-hmm. You get to perform in front of my awesome crowd. I'm giving you nice money.
Yep.
You're staying in a nice place. Enjoy.
All the things.
You don't want to fuck it up.
I just got my Christmas present from Brian Regan, as a matter of fact. It was a Stanley Cup hockey puck.
Is that good?
Don't know. I used it. It is now currently the cradle for my nativity scene. So Jesus is sitting on top of it. I sent him a picture. And
so that,
I said,
That puck was used to win the Stanley Cup.
Yes.
Wow. I think that probably is a good thing.
It means that he sent it to the wrong person. It means that he should have sent it to Joe Zimmerman.
He doesn't know you.
He doesn't. Well, he might have.
You've never met.
Did he get a bunch of them, or did he missend it to me, and I should send it to someone else? Because there was also a gift in there as well, but that I enjoyed.
I hope it wasn't a re-gift. And our huge hockey player contingency that listens was like, wait a minute, I gave Regan hockey pucks.
It's weird. He has not responded to the text. So now I am tempted to actually text him and go, did you mean to send me that? Because I don't necessarily, I don't have a horse in that race. Like, he knows that every time we hang out, when I do a Regan show, Brian Regan is a delight.
Yes.
We hang out with other comics. We bond. We do things. It's great.
Yeah.
But then sometimes he likes to do a thing on an off day or afterwards where he likes to go see, let's say, a band.
Right.
Like, I think he got to see what was left of the Grateful Dead one time.
Oh, wow.
In San Francisco.
Oh.
And he said, do you want to come? And I was like, no. No, why would I?
Was it Jerry Garcia was out of the band at that point?
Yeah, yeah. He died probably 10 years ago, I think.
Okay.
And I've only been working with him for 5. So it was the rest of them. And then another
time. That still
time,
might be sort of an iconic show to see.
Right, right. Then there was a sporting event he did ask me if I wanted to go to. And I was like, I can go to these things. Do I have to? And I didn't put it like that, right? I put it like more of a, did you want me to come? And he's like, no. No, you don't have to come. And it's just, I don't care about sports or live music.
Right.
So I don't dislike those things. It's just, they're never my go-to.
How is it possible? I feel the same way, but I don't like to admit it. Because there's people in comedy that love music so hard, I don't understand it.
Oh, it's exhausting, quite honestly.
Yes.
Good for them. But I don't need to. I mean, here's the thing about the Doric Forest is it frees me up to say, well, I'm psyched you like that. It really does, because I don't have to give a damn. I don't what do I care? I spent this last weekend, I was at the Comedy Attic.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if I should save it for the next episode. But I have like probably 3 chunks of things to talk about. We have 2 shows. We'll figure it out. We're doing pretty good. We're at almost 20 minutes.
I still have more to talk about. So we'll you know, about
back and
the
forth?
Conan tour. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll just tell you this then. I recorded 2 Doric Forests when I was on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Just fans who emailed me and said, hey, are you going to have your kit? I'm a dork about this. And I try to. I always want to, right? Because it seems like a nice thing to do. Mm-hmm. If people are listeners and they have a dorkdom, sure, if I can face it. But I did Bob and Tom.
How was that now? Well, you mentioned they said something about me, right?
Yeah, how much they love you.
I've only done it twice.
Well, the love, it really made an impression.
The second time, I was suicidal afterwards. I thought I did a terrible job.
Well, was it the whole 2.5 hours?
It's a long time.
I forget that it's the whole 2.5 hours.
Oh my, people don't know how, so you had to, they're in Indy now. Oh, you can't even say where they are. It's so stressful.
We can say where they are.
Okay, they tape out of Indianapolis, but you're not allowed to mention it when you're on the show.
Not when you're on the show.
Because they're national, they don't want anyone associating them with one state.
Right.
Which is smart, but it stresses me out.
It stressed me out for a while until I didn't care anymore. because I did it for years. Every year I'd go and I'd do either the attic or I'd do crackers.
Right.
And you'd go and there was whoever was running the, you know, the call time and all these things.
Yeah.
They were super intense and they wanted a list of things to talk about.
Oh, God.
And all these things, right?
Right.
This time, run by the most casual group of individuals that you've ever met in your life.
Interesting.
I could not have been happier. But here's what happened. So, first of all, Bob retired.
Right. So it's just Tom.
But Tom has a new person. His name is Josh.
Okay.
And then Chick is still there.
I thought he left.
And
no?
And then
Christy.
And Christy is still there.
Wait, I thought they both left.
They both came back. Or they never
Once
left.
Once you start waking up at 3 a.m., you can't stop, I'm
you
sure.
You can't. And the Josh guy has kind of put a lot of new energy into it.
Hmm.
And so, and then they have a sound guy who's there who doesn't ever talk, but he has one joke, and I can't remember his name because it's a recurring joke and whatever.
Okay.
So I get there. I'm supposed to be there at 7:50.
Oh, that's
8
not too bad.
No. But I'm in Bloomington. I've rented a car. I get in the car.
So you're going by yourself. You don't have anyone driving you?
No. No, because the last couple of years, Jared's like, don't worry about it. If they offer to you, you can do it if you want. But if you don't want to do it, you don't have to. So I didn't for years.
Yeah.
And then this time, I had Jess.
Yeah.
I hired Jess to try to help me find some pub. And the pub was fascinating. I could talk about the two. I did two interviews.
Okay.
And but I got there and it was 2 hours. And I don't know.
Eight to 10 then?
8 to 10, 10:15.
They go to, and what time did they start? 6?
I don't know. But whatever it was.
I don't know how people do those.
The weird
jobs.
Thing about early morning radio. Why in 2018 are people still... What have prostitutes ever done to anybody? Because they're still fucking slamming on prostitutes where you're like, these are women who are hard at work and men now. Everybody, right? Everybody's out there. And
we all got rents.
We all got rent to pay. And so it was fine. And then Pat Godwin, you know,
yes.
Pat Godwin, guitar guy.
Yeah. I think I know who he is. I don't think I know him.
He said we had met one time many years ago.
You and he?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he had actually a very funny story about Doug Stanhope off mic because it was a Doug Stanhope joke.
story.
And it was just about him doing early morning TV with Doug in the
God.
Same market.
I've done those before. Oh. Yeah. I can't believe a single person comes to the comedy club after seeing that stuff. I just don't know that it works.
I don't know that any of it works.
Who watches morning local TV?
Older people do.
They're not coming to the club that night.
Some people do. So
I doubt it.
I've had that. I've had people say, oh, I saw you this morning on Weird, you know.
Right.
Jerry
Tennessee
and Elizabeth.
Today.
Exactly. And I guess, you know, it was Pat Godwin and Stanhope. And Pat goes, I don't want to do this. And Stanhope goes... Oh, I don't want to do this. And Pat said that, oh, I'm just going to do my Neil Diamond impression. And then
it's nice to just go, I'm just going to do an impression. You don't really have to put a lot into it, right?
Right. You don't have to put a lot into it.
I got this diamond all polished and ready to shine.
And it's early morning radio in Tennessee, so who gives a good goddamn?
Right. TV. Yeah.
TV, rather. And but I guess Stanhope goes on, and luckily pre-recorded, because the guy asks Stanhope – Well, you probably don't have anything. I guess you got a bit of a potty mouth. You probably don't have anything you could tell our fans because you're at the show tonight. And I guess Doug said to the guy on camera, yeah. He said, yeah, when I was a kid, my dad used to wash my mouth out with soap, but not because I swore a lot, but just to get rid of the DNA. And I guess the reporter said,
technically, cut. It's technically clean, Jackie.
It is technically exactly that. It is
as clean as his mouth was after his dad washed it out.
Exactly.
So and the reporter goes, what?
Okay. So the reporter goes, cut. Get the mics off of this guy. And they kick him off the show immediately. And as Doug, I guess, walks by Pat, he goes, I told you I didn't want to do this. And then he just goes home and probably has a morning beer. And
had sold out shows, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure. So I did two print interviews.
Okay.
And essentially, they asked the same questions.
Right.
Not entirely, but almost, right? Like, it was all about...
Did you have to email responses?
One of them was written.
Right.
Written responses, and one of them... No, wait! They were both talking. Yeah.
This conversation is just reminding me I was supposed to reply to a bunch of questions from a woman for an article last week. Fuck. Okay. Keep
Oops.
Going. Yes.
You should still do it. Yeah. No, I have two others, and one of the other ones was a respond by mail.
Mm-hmm.
But they were both talky. And the questions that people are asking now are, is your material political? What do you think of Me Too? What's it like being you? What's comedy like? This type of thing. Forever and a day, right? So they essentially had the same topics.
Right.
They took the information, which was exactly the same information I gave both of them, and wrote two incredibly different interviews.
Oh.
And the woman, there was a woman and a guy.
Yeah.
And they were both perfectly fine, really nice interviewers, and they're very nice interviews that ended up being published. But... the woman took the information because I mentioned this podcast and how people were sending me lineups from around the country and how it was mostly six women headliners a year.
Right.
And she took that information and she looked into the Comedy Attic.
Oh.
16.
Oh, hey,
plus
that's
four
good.
Just for Limestone.
Good.
For the weekend of Limestone. Four
nice.
Four women headliners.
That's nice.
And then, so I'm talking to Jared about this. And Jared, a couple of things happened. And what happened was is the New Yorker called a bunch of different comedy clubs.
Oh, the New Yorker?
And to ask them what they would do if Louis C.K. wanted to work their clubs.
Oh, okay.
And so I talked to both Laughs in Seattle and the Comedy Attic.
Is this article out yet?
No.
Okay.
They're still writing it. But two different comedy clubs told me that they got called by the New Yorker.
Interesting.
What would you do? And Dave from Laughs, of course, he said, well, we only book people on the way up. That's what he told the person from the New Yorker about Louis C.K.
Nice.
And Jared, hilariously, at the Comedy Attic said, well, I'm going to do this till I die. So I just said, I'm just going to tell you, we're never booking him. We were never going to book him. We're never booking him. And so it was great.
Wow.
But so I tell Jared.
Can I tell you, that's more than one a month for Jared, one female headliner a month.
Yeah.
That's great.
It is great.
Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing is, so I tell Jared that the woman did that research and he goes, yeah, you know, I get guff. Sometimes I call the agents. So I talk to the agents about booking and he gets... you know, he gets his balls busted pretty hard by people. And he takes it very well. And he gives it back pretty good. And it's fine. But he was saying, you know, I get the agents will say to me, what brown paraplegic did you want me to find for you this month?
Jesus.
Out fucking loud to his ear holes.
Wow.
And then he says, you can mock me all you want, but just get me somebody interesting.
Wow.
And you're like, good. Fucking.
Yeah.
3 points for Jared Thompson.
Yeah,
Comedy
totally.
Attic.
Yes, yes, yes. For sure. For sure.
But that's today's gossip.
Man. Wow. I am looking. I can't wait to read that article.
Oh, the article?
It's a New Yorker. It's going to be 20,000 words.
Oh, my God. It's going to be so many words.
Yes.
You know, you can get a deal on the New Yorker if you use the code DORK.
Oh,
Can you? You can get 12 issues for $6 if you use the code
DORK. Until we have our own deals, you might as well populate this podcast with your DORK deals.
Well, it just the only reason I mention it is because I actually like The New Yorker, and wish I read it.
I wish I did, too.
Do you know what, though? The commitment is too great.
I can't. I used to get the Sunday New York Times, and I think there was one year in my life where I would, that would be my Sunday, where I would just sit in a bed, you know, maybe like, oh, it's pre my son.
Yeah.
And that's my treat to myself.
Yeah.
And then ever since then, I mean, my attention span has changed. Also, half the time I've read the article that's on the, you know, by the time it comes out, it usually comes out the night before or the day before.
Well, here's the good thing about The New Yorker is that there's at least 10 to 15 articles that are not in the print edition that are available in the digital edition. With the code, anyway, live by
your
code.
In a
I'm
cult
over here
at this point.
And yeah, it very much is. By the way, we're at 30. Do you want to do Comic of the Week?
Yes.
You know who's great? Leanne Lord.
Yes, I love Leanne Lord.
Leanne Lord, who I thought we did.
You know what? I'm hearing from a lot of people we didn't do that we thought we did. I swear to God, I thought we did.
I know. But it's just proof that there's thousands of women comics that you could go see. And Leanne Lord is really great. It's LEIGHANNLORD. It's just at Leanne Lord.
Yes. And I remember when I was coming up in San Francisco, there's this magazine called Just for Laughs. And this is kind of like before Just for Laughs, the festival was anything gigantic. So they could exist without people suing each other. And it was put out by John Fox, who ran the Punchlines and the San Francisco Comedy Competition.
John Fox, the booker, not John Fox, the comic.
Yeah, the alive John Fox.
Right. The one who currently is alive.
Yes. And so, and he currently runs the Comedy Underground in Seattle. So,
is that still open?
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't pay great, but
well,
you know, I have my sentimental, although
I have sentimental attachment.
Since Hillary took over, there's no sentimental bookings. it's all money.
Yeah.
That's fine. So he put out this monthly comedy magazine, or, you know, not a magazine, a little newspaper, like a little gazette, you know, maybe like 15, 20 pages total. Called Just for Laughs, and one of my jokes got printed in it early, you know. Ooh. And I was like, oh, because it would go out to comedy clubs across the country.
Yeah.
And so that's how we learned about each other.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
And so one of my jokes got printed with my headshot, and you know, they went to the clubs all over the country.
Yeah,
that was pretty exciting. People would tell me they saw it. And then when they do the comedy festival, the San Francisco Comedy Festival, they'd print all the headshots of all 40 contestants, and
right,
every club in the city was filled with comics just pouring over the headshots.
Yep.
Who's that? Who's that? Who's that? You know, angrily. Who's that? Why, you know, I submitted a tape. Why didn't I get picked? Whatever. And so in the back, this college agent, I forget who it was, but they listed all their clients.
Right.
And they bought an ad every single month. It was the same ad.
Was it Sophie?
No, it wasn't Sophie. It was like an older college agent. This is like in early 90s.
Early 90s. Okay.
And one of them was Leanne Lord, was one of their, comics.
Leanne Lord, it's been doing it as long as
we
us.
Are.
But and she's so great.
I'm like, who is that? And then just the mystique of the New York comics, you know?
Yeah, because she was a New York comic.
Who are these people? Where do they live? Like, all I knew was Spike Lee or Woody Allen. I'm like, what's Brooklyn? I didn't know anything about New York City
until
I moved there practically. And so she was just always someone I saw her headshot all the time. And then when I first met her, I'm like, ah, it's you!
Right. I featured for her at the Comedy Gallery, I think, back in the early 90s.
Minneapolis, right?
Minneapolis. Yeah. Scott Hansen.
Right.
Pile of clubs. And it was great. I really, her stand-up is great. So everybody find Leanne Lord, follow her, and book her. What the heck?
Is her dad a pastor?
I don't remember.
I feel like I remember that about her. But
there's a quiz. Leanne, are you listening? Email Lori.
So anyway, okay.
The thing that I followed, that, because I remember those newspapers, but there used to be something called alt.comedy. Remember that board?
Very early on. Yeah, I was on it. Louis was on it.
Stand-up was on it. Everyone was on it.
Yes.
I was on it.
I read a lot. I don't think I posted too much.
I posted some.
Yeah.
Like, there's still people
who...
That's
got to be online someplace where we could just find it.
Oh, it's cached. It's cached. You could totally go back.
Who has it?
Alt.comedy. Whatever. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Was it alt.comedy.com?
No, maybe.
No, but it was part of some Usenet group. So it's, I don't even know if it was a .com. It was in, sort of within.
It wasn't. It was alt.comedy. I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that too.
And that's all I remember. You wanted to plug something.
I did.
Yeah, like a live podcast, or you wanted us to talk about something.
Are you winking at me right now?
No. No, this is a straight up glare.
Well, we have some live ones coming up.
We have live shows coming up.
Okay. Oh, I'll do it. Okay, fine.
Oh, no. But I thought there was something else, but I can't remember. You said that you texted me that.
No, I just said
we got to
plug our shows.
Oh, we have to plug stuff?
Yes. So we're going to be in Cambridge, Massachusetts at the Sonia.
Right.
On January 19th. That is a Saturday.
Right.
Now, listen, I'm fucking taking a red eye out.
Right.
Okay. And I'm flying back on Sunday. This weekend's going to make me feel like shit and ruin me. So the least you could do is show up for the fucking show.
I'm going to take a train from New York during the day, like a person.
What are you doing in New York? I'm working with Maria.
I don't know. Somewhere.
Tarrytown?
No, we already did Tarrytown.
I just heard you say Tarrytown.
I think it's the Newark Huntington run.
Okay.
Huntington, New York, and then I'm taking a train up to Boston on January 19th.
Okay, so both of us are making a great effort to do this thing, because we're trying
we
to see if this is a viable thing we could do. It would be nice to, you know, be able to make some money on weekends, you know, when I can fly out.
Yeah, just one-nighters where we're going to do stand-up, and then we'll do a live podcast.
You're getting a stand-up show and a podcast.
Yeah, so come to Boston January 19th.
Yes.
And then
on the 27th, we're doing the same thing at Sketchfest in San Francisco.
Right.
And I forget the venue off the top of my head, but it's on our website, and if you just poke around Sketchfest, you'll find it. Search for us. And then we're doing QED in Astoria, Queens, on February 16th.
And on the February 14th, by the way, I'm also trying to do something by doing a live show in a small theater in Milwaukee.
Oh,
where
cool.
I'm headlining. Carmen Morales is featuring.
Oh, nice.
And we're going to go, because it's Valentine's Day.
Right.
And I was like, if somebody's going to make no money, as usual, let it be me,
right?
And Carmen Morales.
That's a great show.
So I'm in Milwaukee February 14th, but February 16th, QED in Queens.
Yes. And
because
we had that on the books, I turned down a significant amount of money because I was like, oh, we have this thing. I don't want to fuck up whatever Jackie's
done. And
you
texted me.
And then, so you said, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Is wrong with you? We don't even have a ticket link for QED.
Right. But I thought,
neither
you know,
of us
what
have
if you bought a plane ticket?
We don't even
like
have plane tickets yet.
I get it. So then I emailed Hillary back and I was like, you know what? I can do it. And they had already filled it.
Right.
Because they had to, I guess they had
well,
to put out a press
release. 12 seconds for him to offer that money to someone else who said, No. Yeah, I'm not going to go make $100 with Jackie. I'm going to make a giant bag of money with you.
That's why the tickets to the QED show are $450 each.
Exactly. Don't forget.
Please.
Venmo us both and just call it a day. But yeah, so those are the three live shows that we're doing.
Yes, for now.
For now. And then I was talking to somebody in, because Comedy Attic, David Rodriguez featured for me.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a room out in Fort Collins.
Oh.
Denver, outside of Denver.
Right.
And he was like, well, you could come here.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, we could go to Denver. I mean, there's other towns that we could try and do this in.
Yeah, I just want to make sure we can.
But it has to be viable.
Yes.
And then we're also looking into like Portland.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, in terms of, you know, it would be nice to not lose money, obviously,
yep.
But also it's just the toll of flying out on a Saturday or a Friday and then coming back on a Sunday for me, you know, and not seeing my kid that weekend and stuff. I just want it to always be worth it. And then my sound exchange money this week. Oh my God.
Right.
What the fuck?
I had that the last 2 months.
So did it. Okay. So we
it
sound exchange
like nuts.
Yeah, it's money from radio, whatever, streaming. I don't even know what it's from. No one can figure out what the royalties mean or where the money comes from.
No, but there's a breakdown. Did you see it? It doesn't make sense to me.
It tells me what the top bits are that people are listening to. But after
and where?
It's murky.
Well, the thing is I don't know that it's ever clear. I mean, it's
right.
Because it's always something between 4 or a penny to 4 cents to 15 cents a play.
Okay, so what happened is I've been getting like 150 to 300 a month.
Okay.
For a long time.
Okay.
This month, I don't know why I'm going to say this, I will.
Why not?
$7,000.
That's nuts, right?
I was like, what? What?
Yeah.
Which What's is, happening?
That's back pay, right?
I don't know. It doesn't say. There's something. They had a settlement.
Yep.
And that's marked differently. And that was just $800 of the $7,000.
Okay.
Most of it was something called SDRS or Sanders or something.
Yep.
It was all caps. It's an acronym for something. I think it's SiriusXM.
Mm-hmm.
But does that mean SiriusXM just started playing a lot of my stuff? Or does it mean
they just discovered
they owed me a ton of money? I won't know until next month. I'll find out in January if it's that high again, right?
Well, because it's December. This is the December payment.
Right.
October and November have been ridiculous for me.
Right.
Because I average between $600 to $1,200 a month.
Okay.
Which is low headliner money. You know, that's like a week of work.
$1,200 is a Gary Bynum room right there.
That's right. Well, that's... yeah, and a lot of people are headlining for $600. Not me anymore.
Yeah.
And stop that.
Yes.
Anyway,
Gary.
No, in October, or wait, yeah, October I got $4,000. November I got $7,000.
Jesus. Were you able to figure out what the spike was?
I called them. To ask them, I mean, a lot of people wouldn't call them to say, hey, no,
Jackie,
did you make an error?
I'm leaving the country right after this podcast.
Take the $7,000 and go.
I'm headed right to Luxembourg. I've got my passport. I know. You know what? I accidentally planned for this moment.
Exactly. Well, so I called them and I was like, what? That's a giant jump.
That's a
giant jump. And the guy goes, it is a giant jump. Let me look.
Oh,
and
shit.
And so he looked at it and he goes, nope, it's just plays. And I said, it's not like back plays or anything? And he said, no, those are just plays. And I said, okay. So the next month was almost double that. Was nuts, right?
Wait. Okay,
it was
$4,000
in November.
And then $7,000.
And then $7,000.
So is December good?
No. September's back to normal, $900.
December's back to normal.
Yeah. The money I got today was just $900.
So they just... I don't know. Was somebody on a Jackie Cation binge for a while?
Right. There must have been some sort of weird spike. But the thing is it's, you know, there's all this talk of like passive income and, you know, but $900 a month for 12 months, that's fine.
Sure.
I can't tell you the first 17 years I did stand-up comedy, I made $20,000 to $25,000 a year.
Right, right, right.
So...
And they're making money off your stuff, so why, you know...
Yeah, everybody's...
Of course we should be.
Yeah, everyone deserves to make some money, but...
Wow. So I might have one more good month, and then they'll be done with me.
Right, and then you're back to 300.
Yeah.
But the other weird thing is because I said, what would happen... If this is a clerical error, because you're not getting this money back.
Shut down. Because they dump it in your bank account. So
right.
You got to shut down that bank account.
It is direct deposited, right?
Yeah.
And the guy said, oh, no, we wouldn't want the money back. What we would do is we would just wouldn't pay you for the next year.
Fuck.
And I said, oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't, because that's where there's a comic that's been living in that particular hell.
Yeah.
For about a year.
What happened?
She got overpaid.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And she could use the money.
Yes.
We all could. So,
well, did she think that was going to be it monthly then after that?
No, I don't. She just got a giant check or a relatively decent check. And then
they're
like, oh, we overpaid you.
Oh.
You owe us money.
Oh.
And she became enraged.
Sure.
And, and then, so she's just kind of plugging along now.
Right, right, right.
Waiting for it to sort of pay itself off.
Mm-hmm.
And, so this week, we're doing two. I am about to go to Acme tomorrow. I've been home for one day.
Oh, my God.
And quite honestly, this is my fun 3 weeks of getting to do headline sets, right?
Right, right.
So, and next episode, we could talk about the comedy part of it, because I have a deep dive into that to talk about because the Comedy Attic was it's such a great show.
Yeah.
It's such a great club.
Mm-hmm.
And,
And the week's fun. It's in, once you get there, you know, the hotel is really close. It's nice. And the little downtown is adorable. Yeah. You're happy for 4 days.
You are the happiest person in the world for 4 days.
Right, right, right.
And so it was, yeah, I had a really good time. And though I've been working so much with Bamford that I got there and I was like, I'm lonely. And we don't really even hang out.
Yeah, right.
It's just nice that she's in the same hotel.
Yeah, yeah,
it's just very soothing. Was it nice to travel as a group?
Yeah. I mean, after all the shows, we hung out after every show. Like, we'd have dinner or whatever, or drinks at the Four Seasons.
Yeah, you spend a couple hours and...
Yeah, and then, you know,
decompress, and then everybody crashed.
Everyone works out the next morning. Very, you know, kept running into people at the gym, and then get on the plane and go to the next gig.
Wow. I worked out, by the way, in Bloomington. I worked out one day.
Where?
In the gym.
Oh, okay.
In the
hotel gym.
Yeah,
those are always the least exciting places to be.
Well, it was fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't. Many years ago, I hired a personal trainer when I first moved to Los Angeles,
mm-hmm.
Probably actually 5 years after that. But I decided, because the first 5 years of living in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. it is on the wind. Mm-hmm. Lose weight.
Right, you don't even
like fries. Like, I tricked myself into not liking cheese. I swear to God, for like 3 years.
I just had some grass-fed cheddar cheese today that I still taste in my mouth.
Well, that
heaven.
Actually... Heaven. Sounds gross, but
oh my god, it was delicious. What are you checking now?
I'm checking to see where we're at.
Okay,
because that's what I'm like.
Okay,
and then
personal trainer,
mm-hmm. And the guy actually he pushed me too hard.
Yeah,
I ended up fucking up my knee. So I have not really worked out. And before that, I used to just walk. I used to love to walk.
Walking's perfect.
I used to love it. I would walk for like Andrew Salmson walk. Like, yeah. I would walk for hours.
Yeah.
And I would essentially walk for about 40 minutes in a direction, find a coffee shop, get a cup of coffee, walk in another direction for four. And I would just, it helped me think.
Yeah.
It helped me write. It helped me do all kinds of things. And because my knee was fucked up about 11, 12 years ago, I haven't really done it. And so I've been trying to get back to it. Like, I'm going to this, oh my gosh, I'm going to a Rolfer.
Mm.
And my Rolfer is...
You already started?
Yeah. Okay. I'm on the third, they're 2 hour sessions.
Is this person in Los Feliz?
No, he's in Sherman Oaks.
Okay.
And he has like backgammon pieces at his ears, and he's the chattiest body worker I've ever had in my whole life.
Okay.
Do you know what Rolfing does, right? You will be psyched. It lengthens the fascia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a fascia blaster, but it's manual.
Yes. Right, right, right.
Yeah. And so he's great.
So what's he doing? He's pulling your skin?
Yeah.
He's pulling your leg.
He's essentially working.
Yes.
Yeah. The he's
elbow,
very slowly. Just, no, with the pads of his fingers.
Oh, I see.
So like there should, a trained structural person who does Rolfing essentially,
yeah.
There shouldn't be any bruising. It can be a little sore because these elongated things.
Yeah.
And I had one today. I had my third one today. And it's amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
How's your knee feel?
My body is so fucked up. I can't even, it's not even conversation.
Okay.
But what is conversation is how fucking chatty this guy is. I know more about Rama than I know about you.
Who's
quite
Rama?
Honestly. He's the Rolfer.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you know this, but he's married to a woman named Sarah. They've been together for 11 years. He spent 6 years in Asia. Today, he talked about comedy. Today, he wanted to talk to me.
No.
I don't know if he's doing it to distract me from... Because the thing is when he does pull on... Like, the steady pressure of elongating your fascia...
Yeah.
...is you have to breathe through it.
Right, right.
You have to sort of not think.
Yeah.
You have to just sort of let it happen so that it can loosen up.
Right.
And...
So what's he say about your fascia? Is it really tight?
Yeah. It's I'm essentially a crone.
right? Like I'm all twisted up and fucked up.
It's Crown. Is that your designation, or does he label people?
There's no. Okay. The Crone is just a witch.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. So essentially, I'm just all twisted up, and I need everything to be expanded. And I had it done in 1995. It's a series of. It's hilariously. It's the only other thing besides comedy that has doesn't pay any better. Poor bastard. Because it costs. There's 10 sessions.
Yeah.
It cost $1,200 in 1995.
Yeah.
I don't know where I found $1,200, but I did it.
Yeah.
It is currently $1,500.
Hmm. Hmm.
And it has been 100 years since 1995. It should be more.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That's exactly the same rate of pay increase. Yeah.
It's completely like stand up. And but he's worked like every session is a different part of your body.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first session was he opened up the lungs.
Yeah.
And so it was the sides of my thighs, mm-hmm. and my sternum, and mm-hmm. my lungs, and then my every session he works on the back of your neck and head, skull, for 20 minutes, and like, it is the greatest thing in the whole wide world.
Something
just slipped.
Yes. Do you have an animal in here?
We do not.
Okay.
The ghost of Christmas present.
I have a story about that. Finish your Rolfing thing.
Anyway, it's just all I was going to tell you is that he asked me about Louis C.K. and he asked me about writing
jokes.
While
he's touching your body with his fingers.
Yes.
This guy's terrible. I see why no one's paying him more.
I wanted to talk to him about how, but he literally, it's so fucking clinical.
Yeah.
That it, I mean, he doesn't even think of it. Like, he took pictures. I have pictures of me on my phone of me, because you get it done in your bra and underwear.
Yeah.
He took a picture so that I could see the structural difference.
Yeah.
Of myself in my bra and underwear standing there front and back and side.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're going to want to delete them. Do not. And I said, I want to delete them. And he said, what you're seeing and what I'm seeing are two very different things. I am looking at the structure. You are looking at something else. And then I think he actually might have said the word fat, which is not okay. But
I get before and afters. I go to a fascia blaster lady like every 6 weeks.
Oh, that's just to get rid of the...
Yeah, she just does. She'll do fascia blasting on me, like with the same tools that I use on myself. But she can do a better job because she's not me.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she's taken before and after since I started, and so
it's supposed to affect. Is she doing it to affect your posture and stuff?
It has affected my posture. It took like a tiny little hump out of my back.
Oh wow!
Yeah, and my shoulders and stuff. But that also could be a little bit swimming and stuff like that.
And
but.
Is she not doing the ten?
She's not a Rolfer.
She's not a Rolfer. She's a fascia blaster.
Yeah.
Got it.
She's a masseuse who does the fascia thing with the fascia blaster.
Okay.
By the way, I just got a giant one called the paddle blaster. It's bananas. They just came out with it. It's bananas. It barely fits in a giant suitcase. I had to put it in diagonally. Because I'm like, if I'm in
these... Because you're bringing it.
Yes. I'm in these bathtubs, Jackie, where I soak and I get so hot, I'm almost falling unconscious under the water because you have to get your skin really hot and then you fascia blast.
Okay.
And I'm just soaking and then I'm like, ah.
See the rolling thing right there?
Yes.
That's the thing I'm supposed to exercise with.
Oh, that you can't take that on the road?
No, I cannot. Tall as I am.
I have a half size one.
Do you?
A little green one. I'll give it to you next time you're at my house.
2019.
Okay. All
right. And but I could not believe he wanted to discuss Louis C.K. And then he wanted to... Well, it started out even worse. Even worse than discussing Louis C.K.
Right.
Was he wanted to discuss... He was like, so I read an article. And nobody talks like this. This is the only impression I do. But I read an article.
That's your Neil Diamond, ironically.
It's my Neil Diamond.
Pat Godwin stole it from you.
He's like, I read an article where somebody writes a joke and then they work on it.
Oh, my God. Oh,
yep.
My God.
And I was like, what?
You're at that level of conversation. Well, no.
Yeah.
No.
And he goes, for like 8 months, they'll work on it. I was like, yeah. Yeah, as I pant, because he's working on in between the joints of my knee and my, and I'm like, yeah, you work on a joke. And he's like, But what's there to work on? Like, and then he told me a joke.
No, 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 Jackie.
I know. He's already got my $1,500.
You have the right to demand. You should go to the Consumer Protection Bureau because this is an outrage.
It feels like an outrage, but I can't tell if he's doing it so that I'm distracted. He's actually very lucky that he's really good at his job.
Yeah.
Because the conversation is...
There shouldn't be a conversation. The word conversation shouldn't be part of your discussion.
While
it should be
I'm getting
silence while you're playing Colombian flute music from a vendor you got a cassette tape from in the subway in 1998. This
right.
is ridiculous.
And the J-box was just a picture of his mom. Anyway, so yeah, no, it was a lot. But I was trying to explain. And then he told me this joke and he said, like, how would you work on that joke?
Oh, no.
You want to hear the joke?
No.
Nope. You are correct.
I don't.
But I'm just telling you, we're at 55 minutes.
Do you still have your fascia blaster that you bought?
Nope.
Because the equivalent would be to bring it to the session and ask him to tell you why he's better than the fascia blaster.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
I did try. I was like, well... Let me try to explain it in terms of body work. I was like, it's like the difference between a massage and a Rolfer and the working on one tendon. And, you know, you have to work on the whole tendon. You have to work on the whole joke.
Jackie, why does it take 10 sessions to Rolf somebody? Right?
No shit.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It takes 10 sessions. That's why it takes 8 months to figure out a joke.
Right. And he's like, well, is it cadence? Is it words? And I'm like,
it's everything.
It's absolutely everything. And then he was like, well, like some people do some, he's like, well, what kind of stand up do you do?
No.
And is it fast or do you do one liners or are you dry? Is it that? And I said, there's a million different kinds of way to do stand up.
You know,
comedy.
You just say, yeah. Joke by joke, I'm different.
Right. I was
you
like,
can't do the same.
Can you please purchase my published works? I purchased your
you
job.
Know what? I'm interested in your opinion on my act. I have 5 albums for sale. Or you can stream them so I can get more than $900 a month next month.
And right.
You can tell me what you think of me.
You can tell me what you think
you
of me.
You literally have an options for him.
Yeah.
That don't involve you describing yourself.
Right. I don't know why we're talking about it to some extent where I'm just like, I can't believe we're talking about this.
Yeah.
But we were. Anyway.
How much
time? I'm going to be at Ann Arbor the week this drops. I'm
okay.
going to Acme tomorrow. It's going to be amazing. Brandy Posey is featuring for me. We'll talk more about it on the next one.
Okay.
And then I'm going to Ann Arbor this week, the week this drops. What are you doing?
So I'm going to Japan with Miho.
Yeah, that's what you're doing.
But when I get back... on the 3rd through the 5th, I'm at the Zanies in Rosemont.
Oh, that's right. That very first weekend.
And I did get a set on Christmas Eve in Tokyo.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
So I'll have a little, I won't be totally off stage. But mostly.
Japanese fans of the Jackie and Laurie show. Please find Laurie Kilmartin on New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve?
No, Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
I'll tweet about it.
Yeah, tweet about it. At AnnieLaurie16.
Are we done?
I think we're close to being done. Let me check. No, we're not done.
Oh, my God.
I love the fake out. I thought we were so
funny. Oh, my God.
Anyway, but no, I was just going to say, David Rodriguez was great.
Okay.
And then Lizzie Wolfson, they were on like a tour.
Yeah.
And she did guest that second show.
Is she making money?
No. Well,
so she's touring with him and they're...
No, I think they're both not making money on the tour that they're doing together, but they're having a good time.
Oh, fucking comedy. Why is it like the way it is?
I don't know. When they took away... And I had lunch with all of them, you know? I had lunch with Matt Alano Martin, who does the Limestone.
Yeah.
And David and Lizzie. We all had lunch and those guys were talking about how... They're doing clubs and they're getting Airbnbs.
God.
And I'm like, or I think Matt was saying that he was sharing a room. And I was like, it's the only thing comics have ever gotten.
Wow.
Our own fucking rooms.
Wow.
So it's a weird thing to, I mean, I guess when this boom ends and we have to rebuild from nothing.
Do you think it's going to end?
Well, everything
this is
ends.
But I think this is a kind of an American institution now.
Yeah?
Comedy.
So you think there'll be two clubs in every yes. town?
Yeah, I do. Maybe not the same two clubs all the time.
Right. They'll
because
swap around.
People run their shit into the ground and they do dumb stuff. I just started thinking, if you and I are having $7,000 months, what do you think Chappelle gets? What do you think Schumer gets? What do you think Amy Schumer gets?
What do you think Louis C.K. gets?
Oh, fuck. Oh, well, yeah. Not much now, right?
Well, no, they're still playing them.
On Sirius?
Probably.
You think?
I do, actually.
I don't know.
I mean, if they're putting him up. Somebody said he went up at the Broadway, too.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
I can't say a bad word about Al, though. I love Al. Al Martin. Oh, that was he runs a Broadway. He ran New York Comedy Club for a long time.
Does and he own it?
He owns a Broadway now.
Okay.
He sold New York Comedy Club. And he always put more than one woman on a show and never acted like a hero and didn't even act like it was a big deal. He didn't give a shit. You know, I was constantly
like
doing
people?
Shows. Yeah. Yeah. It was weird. Awesome. Yeah. Like with Sherry Davey and Nicole Karkolis and Bernadette Polly and Carrie Louise. We were always at least two women on a show.
I don't even know three of those women. That's awesome.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
So
guess what they haven't been yet? Comics of the Week.
I think Bernadette has.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure.
Who cares?
Okay.
Let's get up here.